Kind of a cold and snowy day out there, too. We'll detail that weather forecast again coming up in just a few minutes. Thursday mornings at this time is now our home improvement time. We're doing our homework with Chip Mortimer from Mortimer Lumber. Chip, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. Yes, welcome to Doing Your Homework. I'm your host, Chip Mortimer. Today we're going to have a little bit different twist on the home improvement. As you've heard on the radio this morning and this week, we've got the camper and RV show coming to the Blue Water Convention Center. So I thought, what a better way than maybe bringing in the Boy Scouts and their camping and what they do now today versus what they did maybe 10 or 15, 20 years ago. And we'll talk a little bit about the improvements. So I really want to welcome my guest today, who is the Scout Director of the DBRA Scout in Metamora, Michigan, Mr. Jerry Deek. And welcome. Good morning, Jerry.
Good morning, Chip. Good morning, Paul. How are you guys this morning?
Great. So, Jerry, tell us a little bit of your background in scouting, and then maybe tell us what you're currently doing as scout, and then we'll get into talking about the camp.
Gotcha. Well, I tell you, it's been nearly 40 years since I started with the Boy Scouts of America. I started as a kid and went through the program and made life and discovered an awesome program called Exploring, and I was in the Huron County Sheriff's Department Explorer Program and the Bad Axe Fire Department Explorer Program, and ultimately ended up being a leader, a den leader, and ended up as a commissioner and moved to the Blue Water area here about in 2000 or so, and just kept going with the scouting. It's a movement, and here about 10 years ago, they asked me if I'd want to be a camp ranger and get into the professional side of scouting, and who can say no to the Boy Scouts of America?
There you go, Jerry. Tell me a little bit, a lot of people are familiar with Silver Trails. A lot of people have been to Silver Trails in Jetto. But tell us a little bit about the DBRA and maybe the differences. Silver Trails, I call it maybe kind of a weekend short-term camp versus is DBRA a long-term camp? And what kind of activities tell us a little bit about DBRA.
Well, DBRA is the largest Boy Scout camp in the Michigan scouting system. We encompass 1,700 acres, 28 cabins, nearly 1,000 rentable beds, 12 miles of trails. We're the only other active horse ranch in the entire country. The other one is Philmont Scout Ranch down in New Mexico. So that's kind of our claim to fame is our horse program, our longhorn steers and our burros. And it's quite an adventure at DBRA in the grand scheme of things. We have three lakes and a river that runs through the middle of camp, and we have a lot of room to grow and a lot of room for a lot of folks.
Okay. Also, tell me, are there any sort of improvements being planned at DBRA, you know, whether painting or kind of, you know, building projects or what?
The answer to that is yes. Currently, in our Michigan scouting, we have eight camps. We have two weekend camps. One is the one here we have right in our Blue Water area, Silver Trails. We have another one in Jackson, which is called Camp Tatonka. And then we have four Boy Scout camps, two Cub Scout camps, and then we have two camps, DBRA and Gerber, which is on the west side, which are Boy Scout and Cub Scout camps. So with the Michigan Scouting Movement, the executive board for the Michigan Crossroads Council has released a little over $1 million collectively for all eight camps to spend, and DBRA's portion is specifically going to help with the onboarding of family camping that is coming up in the state of Michigan.
Oh, that's great. Also, isn't there a little new twist? Aren't there actually going to be, in the Boy Scout or Cub Scouts coming up more than just the boys?
Yeah, that's our family onboarding program, and that's a great segue, Mr. Mortimer, because we have girls coming. As a matter of fact, one of the biggest Girl Scout dens is right here in the Blue Water area in the Croswell community. So I think there's 15 registered girls in the Cub Scout program right now in Croswell. And the onboarding of the girls and the families into the Boy Scout program and into our camps is changing the way we do business as a camp, because now instead of having one facility for one use, we have to have multi-facilities for multi-uses. And our biggest push this year is going to be shower buildings, cabins, dressing areas, and single-use bathrooms.
Okay. If someone's interested to get into the scouting program, where's the best way to go to find out how to get involved with scouting? Because I think it's a great program. I've got a couple of grandsons involved in the Cub Scout program in Florida, and I think it's a great way to build some structure in our youth today and learn how to survive and get along. And so where would someone go to try to get involved with scouting?
You got two good options. The first option is go to michiganscouting.org, and that'll take you to the statewide website. And from there, you can use the drop-down menu items. Or if you'd prefer, you can go right to the Blue Water District here in Port Yorn. And the office is located on 7th Street, right behind the Masonic Building on 6th Street. So there's a great staff there. We have a National Scout store located downstairs, and the upstairs is where all the unit-serving executives live. And Taylor Renke is a local young lady, and she's a unit-serving executive for this area. Give her a call. I'm sure she'd be glad to help.
Okay, Jerry. I know with Mortimer Lumber, we've been involved with some of the Eagle Scouts and some of their projects. They've have built some benches and picnic tables, also have helped the bridge out at the 40th Street Pond. Do any of the Eagle Scouts, do they ever do a project at any of the camps? That's something I don't know.
Currently, the Eagle Scouts, when you do a service project for an Eagle Scout, it's supposed to be a community project, something that benefits the community. We have this thing called JTE, which is the Journey to Excellence. And each unit at a unit level can come out and do unit service to camp, but the Eagle Scouts are required to go do it outside in the community, so it's a lasting project that everybody can enjoy.
Okay. And back to, you just recently mentioned about the girls getting involved, but actually girls have been involved in scouting, I believe, the High Adventure, and I don't know about the Sea Scouts. Maybe clarify that for me.
Absolutely. The Sea Scouting program is well over 100 years old, similar to our Boy Scouting program. And girls have been allowed in there since the mid-70s. We also had a relatively new program in the Boy Scouts called Venturing, and that program's nearly 20 years old, and that has always been a co-ed program, along with Exploring. And the Exploring part of the Boy Scouts is really a high school age type of program for both boys and girls, and that encompasses anything from fire departments, police departments, lawyers, EMS, hospitals, businesses, lawyers. I mean, you can start an exploring program in just about any field that we have in the Blue Water area.
Okay. Also, talk about, you just mentioned the Blue Water area, and we've got lots of water around here with St. Clair River and Lake Huron and the Black River. Is there a program, a sailing program here locally for the youth involved?
Absolutely. We have several programs up along the riverfront. There's a Sea Scout ship in Algonac, one in Port Yorn, and one in Lexington.
Okay. Well, maybe a future scouter might be sailing in the port here in the Mackinac race someday. You never know that.
Get ready. We got a couple of guys ready for that.
Okay. Beautiful. One other thing, Jerry, if you can possibly put it into one, two, maybe there's five items. What is different today versus 20, 30 years ago? I mean, I remember in the early 60s going down the toboggan run at Silver Trails, so that might date me a little bit. But what's different today in scouting that versus, you know, what used to be in scouting?
The biggest difference is the onboarding of families and girls into the Cub Scout program in 2018. And in January 15th of 2019, girls will actually start working on Boy Scout programs, such as the biggest accomplishment will be a girl will have the ability to earn the Eagle Scout rank starting in 2019.
Okay, great. One other question I have, and before we came on the air, I think you would briefly tell me, how many youth were involved at the camp DBRA last year?
DBRA is kind of special because we serve a large variety of people from all over the country, and last year our total numbers was in excess of 46,000 people.
46,000 people. Wow, that's wonderful. Do they still, at the camp, and once again, I just kind of bring back some memories, they still cook over, the firewood and have the metal containers? And
that's, you know, your first question, or your question a minute ago about different things in scouting. When I was a scout, everything was done over a campfire, and we call that patrol method cooking. And now it's nearly equally divided. Either they want dining hall cooking or they want patrol cooking. So the answer is yes, we could still patrol cook, but we're getting to the point now where some scouts like to have their dining hall cooking so that they can spend more time earning merit badges and doing the fun things in scouting.
Oh, okay. Well, I remember putting the kind of the hamburger meat and the potatoes and everything in heavy foil and cooking it over the fire. And
absolutely.
And so, yeah, I do remember that. So we'll have to share one quick story. It was about a year ago. I was in Fort Myers and outside a hardware store, and there was a Boy Scout unit fundraising for going to camp. And so they were selling hot dogs and water, and so I made a donation. I said, I don't need the hot dog, but I'll take the bottle of water. So I, out of curiosity, I said, where are you going to plan your summer camp? And they told me just right off the bat, we're going to Algonquin Park. I said, really? Up in Canada, all the way from Florida? And they said, yes. I said, well, I live in Port Huron, Michigan, across from Sarnia, Ontario. So scouting's involved all over. It's a great, great program. Do you have any final comments today about the scouting program?
Well, I'm glad you mentioned fundraising, because the Boy Scouts have two big fundraisers, and that's our annual popcorn sale, which the Cub Scouts and the Boy Scouts sell. And our new thing this year is camp cards. So if you see a Boy Scout, ask him if he's selling camp cards, because that's his ticket to go to camp. He sells 90 camp cards. He gets a free trip to camp. So,
wow, that's great. Well, thank you, Jerry. And if you have any questions or comments or any anything you want to talk about in a future date, please contact us at radio@mortimerlumber.com. Thank you for listening today. I'm Chip Mortimer, your host.